signature homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.
Demons about to leave the Gabba, fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. So, as I said, the D's to play the Bombers Saturday afternoon at Metricon Stadium. If they were to win that, they would be inside the top eight, but then reliant on other results, including the Fremantle Dockers beating the Bulldogs and Port Adelaide beating Collingwood. So,
and where does that leave the Giants?
The Giants are outside the eight. They now need to beat St Kilda on Friday night. So we're bringing you that game on Carrick Football from 6 o'clock Friday. So that now has got massive ramifications, that St Kilda Giants game. That's an elimination final because the Saints could get tiptoed out of the finals as well. So the D's have made their way into their change rooms at the Gabba and about to huddle up and bring you a rendition of It's a Grand Old Flag, and tonight it certainly is. Ed Langdon is who we're hopefully speaking to. He was fantastic tonight for the D's, Fremantle Docker, probably his best game.
23, he was the leading position winner for the Demons.
And I think 9 marks as well, Benny. And he coughed it up a little bit, though. He might have 10 turnovers. So
we won't mention that.
No, we won't bring that up with him for Kerr's High. But the D's have got themselves in the huddle. And they're about to sing. Who are they waiting? I reckon they're trying to get the coach involved here. A win for the D's. They get it done to the tune of 5 points, 12-7-79 over the Giants, 11-8-74 in one of the games of season 2020 from the Gabba on a Saturday night. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. City to Surf Solar, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialist, Essendon Street in Grovedale. Looks like the Demons players going in for a meeting, but we hope to, in this post-game, have a chat with Ed Langdon from the D's for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing, or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Lots of fun calling the game tonight, getting some feedback as well from some high-profile people as well, which is fantastic. Oh, Benny, jeebus, you're right. You okay?
That might have been
feedback. That chair is a bit squeaky.
Yeah, it was a good game, actually, Kingy, wasn't it?
It was a cracking game of footy, and that gives the Demons a chance to play finals, Doms. But
GWS were disappointing in the last quarter, weren't they?
They were.
They kicked one goal right at the end there.
The game was on their boot, not Melbourne's. I reckon it was GWS's. They just had to play to their sort of normal structure, and they win the game, and unfortunately they didn't do that. And as a result, they've
been very disappointing, GWS this year. I mean, they played a good brand of football tonight, but they have been really disappointing. They just haven't got it together. Just looking at Stephen Coniglio in that last few minutes of the game in the stands, he's ready and able to play. He's a captain. He's not there, and that has to say something to him. And hopefully for him, it hurts him because he should want to be out there leading his team in a game like that. Yet he's sitting in the stands fully healthy, and he's been omitted. And he's the captain of the club. He's just signed a big deal. If I was a supporter of that club, I would be extremely frustrated with that.
So the Giants now, the situation, gentlemen, is that they have to beat St Kilda on Friday night. It's as simple as that. If they don't do that they will find themselves tiptoed out of the finals. But the thing that is working against them is percentage. Even if they were to win, they would still need some other results to go their way to be inside the top eight come the end of round 18. So the Giants, they finish with St Kilda. Then you've got Melbourne playing Essendon. That game's crucial. The Bulldogs have got Fremantle in Cairns. That is going to be no pushover for the Dogs.
Freo make you beat them.
Yep.
Yeah, they're playing a good brand of footy, and their confidence is high, Freo. So they'll want to win that game, Freo, and go out on the high for the year. And what's been a really good season, a really consistent season for them, even though that they've only won the 7 games, they've been a pretty consistent team in what they've been doing.
So we're about to speak with Ed Langdon. I understand our team back at KROC HQ are about to get him up on the line for Geelong Marine World. But for Geelong Insurance Brokers, let's just wrap up the head-to-head matchup, which was the two midfields, Melbourne versus the Giants. Do you give the nod to Melbourne because they're 5 points in front at the end of the contest?
Yeah, look, I think... Well, the game was it was a really good game, and both midfields, in particular the players, you know, they all had, you know, large. They got the hands of the footy. Kelly had a really big impact on the game. Tom Green, I thought, was really good, even in that last quarter. Taranto went out of the game a little bit, and Hopper, you know, he was his usual self. But you know, the guy we're about to speak to, Langdon and Oliver and Petraka and these guys, I thought Jack Viney did a couple of really nice things in the last quarter as well. So in the end, I'd say Melbourne just got their heads over the line in that matchup.
For Geelong Insurance Brokers, our head-to-head, geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. Benny, as we wrap things up tonight from the KROC Hub, can you give us just some of the key numbers and key possession winners out of tonight's clash that saw the D's beat the Giants by 5 points?
Yeah, well, the Giants had 13 more inside 50s. They had 23 more contested possessions, and they had the disposals split down the middle. The Giants also had 13 more tackles. Yeah, they somehow conjured a 5 point loss in front of 1,204 fans. Tom Green had 30 touches, but only 14 effective.
30?
Yeah, a lot of them are scrappy.
Yeah.
Josh Kelly had 24. Whitfield had 22. Hopper 21. Williams 18 and kicked 2 goals. Perryman 18 and kicked 1 goal. And Brent Daniels was one of the better players on the ground. 16 touches and 3 goals. For the winners, the man we spoke to post-game, Langdon, had 23. Oliver had 23 and 7 clearances. Petrarca 22, 6 clearances, I should say, and 1 goal. May 19 touches and 8 marks. About 6 of those were intercept marks in the back. Half. Salem had 19 and kicked in a crucial goal, and Rivers 16 touches and 2 goals. So it was a pretty good little good team effort from Melbourne. I mean, GWS had a crack. They've only lost by 5 points, but they were in the box seat at three-quarter time and somehow failed to kick the 1 goal right at the death to lose by 5 points.
If I asked you, Benny, how many grand final players do you think were out there tonight, just a guesstimate for the Giants, how many do you think were out there?
Oh, I'd say 12.
18,
was it? Okay, and they still couldn't win.
So the only four that were missing that played in the grand final, Davis out with a knee, Taylor with a back injury. They missed Taylor. He's a very good player, Sam Taylor. Obviously, no Cornelio being dropped.
Dropped. Well, he's available, but dropped.
And Aiden Corr.
Yeah, so that's a poor performance, really. I mean, Melbourne are...
How does a team that goes from being in a grand final, and I know they were dispatched in the grand final, but they were good enough to be there on the day. They won through the finals to get there. Just stink it up less than 12 months later.
Yeah, I've no idea, Kingy. That's questions that Lewin Cameron will be asking himself and the Giants will be asking themselves. You'd have to think that they're outside chance now to even play final.
Yeah. Steamatic standout. Domsey, Steamatic delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Can you give us your Steamatic standout for the night?
Oh, I can, King. And there's quite a few midfielders that played important roles for both teams and got their hands on the football. But I'm going with one of my boys, an old defender. Stephen May was excellent down there. He had 19 disposals himself, 84% disposal efficiency. Yep. That's something you don't see. He's such a beautiful kick, Stephen May. He's a really beautiful kick of the football. And as Benny said, 7 intercept possessions. So he was my teammate. Jeremy Cameron, only the 12 disposals, 1 goal and 2 marks. So did a job on him as well as getting involved in the attack. So well done, Stephen May.
Steamatic, your disaster restoration experts. Thank you for that. Doms earlier today wins for Fremantle 99-35 over North Melbourne, and Port Adelaide 79 defeated Essendon 29.
The signature homes and city to surf solar, fifth quarter.